Today's Shiur Vishaburi Yaimi is Siman Shin Samach Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel. Habayis Shemanichin Bo Ha'erev. This bayis where they collect flour or money for bread, they make a bread that is commonly owned by everybody. We'll get the details later. So you put it in a house, and Ein Sarach Litain Pas. So the house itself, where the Erev is put, that house itself does not have to give bread. Mr. Brewer explains, Sif Kato Yudches, Ein Sarach Litain Pas, Sharei Eina Erev, Ela Sheyachshol Ki'ilu Kula Darsham, Varehu Darsham. The whole purpose of the Erev is so that everyone's considered living in that house. Varehu Darsham, the person himself, whose house the bread is put in, is actually living there already, so there's no need. We continue on. The Ein Sarach Sheyehe Be'erev Shade Pruta. The Erev itself that's going in there, let's say the bread, doesn't have to be a Shava Pruta. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lafuke Nimanda Amar. This is coming to exclude the opinion that holds that Erev is Mishum Kinyan, because the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. But we hold like Rabbah that holds Erev Mishum Dira, and the difference is, the Gemara gives, is a Kli. Because if you hold as Mishum Kinyan, you could give a Kli as opposed to bread. Another Nafkamina is whether it could be a Pachas Mishava Pruta. Because if it's not Mishum Kinyan, meaning, what would Erev Mishum Kinyan mean? Erev Mishum Kinyan means that the Baal HaBayis, the one who owns the home, he's makne, he is selling a chelek of his house. He's giving over, with kinyan, a chelek of his bayis, avor apas, in lieu of the bread. So if he's giving over his bayis as a kinyan, in lieu of the bread, then the bread would have to be a shava pruta. It would have to be shava pruta, but that's not what the purpose of the Erev. Okay, the purpose of the Erev is mishum dira, that they should be considered a joining up in the living and where they live in the house, and that's just by virtue of the fact that that's where the person's bread is. So the person's bread is there, the person's food is there, right? That's where his ikadira is, and therefore it becomes viewed as all the other people who have a chelek in the bread there. It's as if they are now joined up in that dira where the bread is at. If you held, not that it's Mishum Dira, but that Erev is Mishum Kinyan, then you would have to have in the pas a pruta, because it has to be Leshev Mamon, it has to be considered like Mamon, Kamash Malan, right? The Lav Mishum Kinyan, who is not Mishum Kinyan, the Erev, Elashituv Dira Biyamahut, it's to join up as the Dira, as part of the Dira. U Mizeh, what does it mean, part of the Dira, part of the place where you're living, that you're all considered living there. U Mizeh Hatam, Gamkein Tzarech Litein Davka Pas, below Sagi V'Davaracher. And he said, and for this reason, since it's Mishum Dira, so the other nafkamina the Gemara gives is that it has to be bread, it has to be his food, and it's not going to be okay. Something else could go in kli, like an appliance, like a utensil, the chayotibo, she'enu machal, something that's not a food is not considered the ikar dira. The ikar dira is adam hum kompito, because the ikar dira of a person, believe it or not, is his food, is his bread, not his toaster oven. Kol zem is bar b'shas. This is all explained in the Shas, in the Gemara. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ve'ein manichin oso b'chatzer, and also we do not go ahead and put the Erev in the chatzer, in the courtyard of all the houses. Ela b'bayis sharoy l'dir. It has to be in a particular house within the chatzer that is a house that is a fitting for living. Lafuke, what is this coming to exclude? A beis shar, an afsadra, and a mirpeset. A beis shar is some anteroom before the room itself. An afsadra is this roofless place that people usually have outside of the garden. A mirpeset was like a second floor outside the building that led to the various apartments out there. Let's see this all in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf, lafuke beis shar. It's excluding this beis shar. Da'af al gav shasuyin ke'en batim. Even though this beis shar was sort of like a house, since all the people from the chatzer go ahead and walk there and go there, it's not considered a living quarters. Sifkat on chaf alef mirpeset makom gavoa. Like we said, it's a place high up in the chatzer ubo madregos olim bahem lalios. It's a place high up in the courtyard, and it has steps going up, and people go from them to the upper stories of the apartment building, to the different homes. People get into there from the mirpeset to the homes. Zeh makom gavoa mukaf bebinyan v'darim bo. So even though it surrounds the house and people could live there, since it's a makom drisas haregel, it's a place where people of the chatzer all walk through to get to their houses. This is not a place that's considered a base dira where you're going to be putting the eruv in. It's not going to be good for an eruv. It's tzarech sheyeh bo arba amos al arba amos, and this bayis has to be where you're putting the eruv in has to be 4x4 amos. V'afilu hu shel katan, and the home could be even that of a katan. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah first on arba amos al arba amos. Da'az hu ra'i l'dira, because then it's considered a place fitting to live in. Less than that, it's not a place that's fitting to live in, and therefore it can't be a place where the Erev goes ahead and is placed in. What happens if it's wider or longer than Dalid, but it's, you know, not, it's opposite side, doesn't have the same length, meaning it's wider than 4, let's say 6, but in terms of its length, it's only 3 amos. So in terms of the yeshbo l'rabea arba al arba, so in terms of its total area, it's 4x4, but it's not a square. It's a rectangle. So what happens if you have a rectangle that has the area of 4x4, but doesn't actually have 4x4, 4 on all sides? Yesh deos ben aposkim. There's a actual machlokes between the poskim. E mikri dira, if that's considered a dira. L'fichach min nechom aniach l'chadchila, therefore l'chadchila, one should put it, the bayis acher yoter gadol, should put it in a bigger home. You should not have it in a home that doesn't have at least 4x4 on all sides. It should be a square 4x4, not something that, in terms of its total area, is the equivalent of 4x4. Vayein ber halacha, he says, and check out the ber halacha, sif katan chaf gimel, va'afilu hu shel katan. It could even be a home of a katan. What's the chiddush here? Perish. The bias that the Erev is put in, who shall katan? It could be that of a katan's. The Kamash Malan, once again, this chiddush once again is that we said before that the Erev is not mishum kinyan, it's mishum dira. We don't demand that he is being makne his house to the one whose bread goes into his house. The katan lav barak nuyehu. If that would be the case, a katan can't go ahead and be makne, can't sell over a chelek and give over a chelek of his house in kinyan to someone else, because he doesn't have das. Kamash malan, that once again, lo mishum kinyan hu, the Erev is not mishum kinyan, ela mishum dira. It's mishum dira, where they're just being mishtatev in the living there. And therefore, it's permitted to go ahead and put it even in a bayis of a katan. Now, the ber halacha in Dibra Maskil Lafuke, the base shar, he goes ahead and he says that what we are talking about when we talk about a base shar, this anteroom that leads up to other rooms and houses and things like that. So Mr. Baruch in the Ber Halacha points out that there's actually a shaila in the poskim if the Beis Shar only leads up to one home and doesn't lead up to a number of homes, whether that's viewed as a chelek of the home or no, then we look at that as a chelek of the home. Would we say, no, that's already a Beis Shar, that's already an anteroom leading up, and it does not have a din of a home where you would be able to put the Eruv in. We now continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. The im regilin litno tamid bebayis yadua em lahem l'shanoso v'litno bebayis acher. Now, if in general they would put the Eruv in a specific home, they should not switch it around and put it into a different home. Nay darchei shalom, meaning that the home, again, the Eruv has to be put into a particular home within the chatzer, and if it's in a particular home within the chatzer, within an apartment building, it shouldn't go ahead and be switched and put into a different home. Nay darchei shalom, because of darchei shalom. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat nuchavdal, regilin lit no tamid, lafuke im lo hurgalu adayin lezeh habayis. This is coming to exclude where it has not yet been in a particular home for a long time. Yeah, it's not a specific home that they keep it in all the time. So then, ein lahakbid im shana lebeis acher. Then it's not a. You don't have to be makbid if you switch it to a different home, because there's no particular home that it's supposed to be in, and they switch it around anyway. So it's not a problem. But if they have it in a certain home for a while, then you can't switch it because of darchei shalom. We'll see what that means, darchei shalom, very soon. It doesn't just mean, oh, for peace sake. We'll see what it means. Sifkat and chavei ein lehem l'shanoso v'chulei.
You can't switch it. Afilu yesh lehem ksas tama davar. Even if there's a little bit of a reason for it, in lo yesh lehem tama rabba, unless there's some massive reason to switch it, da'az mutarin l'shanoso. Then it would be permissible to make a switch if it's some very serious reason. No, you shouldn't go ahead and put it into a different home. Even if the balabayas dies, so it says, even if the balabayas dies, the original owner of the home dies, okay, and now his yorshim are there, etc., you still keep it there and you don't switch it. And he says, and even if the other person wants to give money to the bnei achatzer, to the people in the chatzer, to put it in his home, also you don't switch it. Vafiluhu tamach chacham, and even if the one who wants to have it switched to his home is a tamach chacham, vaharishon, the person who was originally by was an am haaretz, all these reasons are not reasons to be able to switch it. Number one, if the original balabayas where it's at dies, or if the second one wants to pay money for it, or if the second one is a bigger tamach chacham than the first one, or even if the second one is a tamach chacham, the other one's an am haaretz, we don't switch it. Then he says, in betchilas hanasina, hisnu l'shanos, mutter l'shanos. He says, however, if in the beginning, when it was originally put in a certain person's home, there was a tnai that it was going to be switched, then that's okay. And there are achronim that say, they're not so sure that that's going to be okay to do, to make a condition, to make a tnai in the beginning that they want to go ahead and switch it to a different home. So there are those achronim that say you can't make even a condition from the start to switch it if it's going to be in a particular home for a significant amount of time, where it becomes hurgalu, where it becomes that it's this is the place where it's known that the eruv is at. So now he's going to explain what the darchei shalom is. Kav zayin mivnei darchei shalom. So he says inyan darchei shalom bekan hu mishum chashad. The Gemara actually explains that the darchei shalom that we're talking about is a chashad. It's there is a suspicion. What does that mean? Chashad is suspicion. What does that mean? Because of suspicion, because of chashad, and therefore it's darchei shalom. So there are actually different opinions in the Gemara, but according to the opinion that we go with, there's a machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos what pshat in chashad is. Uperish Rashi. Rashi says, what's the chashad? Hovel v'hurgul ha'eruv b'soch oso habayis. He says, since the eruv became established in a particular home, in basa l'shanos es makomo, if you come to switch the place in which the eruv is at, then hanichnasin lo'osah bayis v'lo yerusham, and the people that come into that house and don't see it there, the eruv, ha'eruv, yashadu l'bnei achatzah, they'll be choshed, they'll suspect that the bnei achatzah, the people of chatzah, that they are metaltalim b'li eruv, that they carry without an eruv. So that's the first pshat. Rashi pshat is, they'll come, they won't see it in the home that it's usually at, and they'll suspect that the people of the chatzah are carrying without any eruv. Uva taisus pershu, taisus, however, there, again, this is Gemara in Gittin, Samach Amadeis, taisus there gives a different pshat. He says that the chashad, perishu de chashadahu, she yachshadu lebal habayis ze, that will be chashad that this bal habayis, he was gainev pas min eruv, he stole the pas from the eruv, ulekach otziu oso, mimenu, and that's why they took the eruv away from him, lebayis acher, to a different home. Umitoch kach yavo lide machlokes imahem, and that will then lead to a machlokes between them. So that is the darchei shalom. So again, Rashi's pshat is that people will come in and they will see that the Erev isn't there, in the place where it normally is, and they'll be chayshed that the people of the chatzer, the homes in the chatzer, they are carrying without any Erev chatzeros. And Tosos's pshat is they'll be chayshed that it was removed because the balabayas was stealing the Erev. And he now goes on, Rashi, according to Rashi's approach, you should be sure be machmir afilu machar bayis la'acher. Even if the home was sold to someone else, you should be makbid shelo l'shanos makom eruv. You should be makbid not to go ahead and switch the place of the eruv, because the same concern is there, namely that people will think, if they don't see the eruv there, that this place, this chatzer, the people who live there, carry without an eruv from home to home or from home to the chatzer. Achein, however, l'perish ha'tosvos, Efshari says it's possible, loymar, to say, da'alokeach lo yavo lidei chashad, that if there is a sale of the house, then there's not going to be any chashad al yedei hotzaras ha'eruv mibeis. So on taking the eruv from the home of the one who bought the house, acharei she'meolam lo haya eruv yelo, because the eruv was never by the one who bought the house, and therefore they'll understand that it was moved because the house was sold, and not because there's any alabais there that was stealing the eruv. Now he says, all of this is in an Eruv where the norm is where they put it in a particular house free of charge, meaning they don't pay the person who keeps the Eruv by him, they don't pay him money to go ahead and keep the Eruv by him. So he says, Aval davar shetzrichin litein ma'os lezeh, but if you have to go ahead and pay the person to keep the Eruv by him, so the home that's keeping the Eruv by him, it costs money, and you have to pay those people, then you can switch it and give it to a different home. Even if to the other home, you also have to go ahead and pay them money. And he says, regardless, if at the end of the day, they were over and they put it in a different home, in a case where, going back now to a case where it's not being put in a house, and paying the person for keeping it there, where it's also to go ahead and switch it and put it into a different home. Because if the Bnei Achatzer were over and they put it in a different home after it was already hurgal, after it was already in a specific home for a while, ein mechuyavan, he says, it's not mechuyavan lahotzi misham, there's no chiyav to switch it. Umiyu, however, he says, emanosein rotze lachzor v'litno bekap b'makom shahaya ragil mitchila ha-rishus b'yado. He says, and if, however, the one who went ahead and placed the Eruv, we're going to see later on that there could be one person who's mezakeh and for everyone and puts the Eruv in a particular home, in his own home or in a particular home, and he goes ahead and he's kind of the Eruv for everybody. He's zocha in the Eruv for everybody to have a chelek in it. So if that nosein wants to go ahead and take it from the home that it was moved to and put it back into the home which it was originally placed, he can do that. He says, at the end of the day, what the halacha is in all situations when it actually was switched, whether or not, you know, there could be some scenarios where you have to actually move it back. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that actually says that if the first person makes a big stink about it, that they took the Eruv from him, you do take it and give it back. Ayin Sham, the Aruch HaShulchan. Now the truth is, a lot of what the Mishnah Berurah here is predicated on the fact, as we're going to see in a second, that it's predicated on the fact that this halacha of chashad is a derabbanan. In fact, the Tshuvas Chikrei Lev in Aruch Chaim Siman Ayin Aleph, he maintains that the whole principle of chashad here that we're talking about is midrabbanan. However, the Tshuvas Ra'anach in Chelek Beis Siman Ayin, he holds that the principle is midoraisa. And really, if you think about it, there are two nafkaminas, whether chashad is dairaisa or derabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah, the tilt was really toward the Rabbanon here, even though he didn't get into the issue of the Reis of the Rabbanon, because one difference in whether it's the Reis of the Rabbanon is whether the residents can make a tenai that they want to have the right to move the Erev to a different location. According to the Chikrei Lev, who says it's the Rabbanon, it is allowed, but according to the Ranach, it's not, because making a stipulation, you can't do it if it's against the Torah. A second nafkamina is whether, and again, the Mishnah Berurah had said you could make a stipulation, so you see he's tilting to that side of the Chikrei Lev that it's the Rabbanon. A second difference is whether it has to be returned to the original location if it was moved to a second location. According to Chikrei Lev, it may now remain in the second location, whereas according to the Ranach, it has to be returned to the original location. And once again, the Mishnah Berurah sides with the tilt that it's the Rabbanon and says that once it was moved, it is not necessary to move it back to the first location. That's what we just saw here in Sif Katan Chaf Zayin. We continue on. Sif Katan, let's end off the end of the Shulchan Aruch here. Va'afilu katan yachol legabos ha'eruv u lekabso. It is acceptable, he says, for a child to gather the food for the eruv. Later on, again, we're going to see, coming up in the next couple of days, the issue of, you know, the food and putting it into one of the homes. And so here we're talking about the one who gathers the food together for the eruv. So he's saying a child can go ahead and do this. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu katan, hakol mitam anomalel. All of it is based on what we said before. she'eino mishum kinyan, that the halacha of Erev is not based on the idea that you're being makne your home to others. She'etzarech bardas lahaknos. We do not require any bardas to be makne, to either give over, and right? So the one who's gathering the food, let's say, who's now giving it over to the person whose home he's putting it into, he can be a katan, because he doesn't have to be any haknah for everybody else. And even though there's no maisa kinyan of a katan, the erev happens automatically when it's placed in the home. He says, however, that a goy, okay, cannot be the one to go ahead and collect the erev lechatchila, because v'choshed that he'll steal it, ulahachliv, and he'll switch a tov, a good food or bread or whatever, era, and therefore we do not allow a goy to do the collection. So when it comes to a katan, we've seen that it could be, earlier in the Shulchan Aruch we saw that it could be placed in the home of a katan, because there's no issue of him having to be makne his home, and he also can go ahead and be the one to collect the erev and give it to the one whose home it's going to be in, because again, he does not have to be acquiring for everybody the place of the erev. The Ramah now ends off with the following: Haminag bizman hazeh laniach ha'erev beit hakneses. The minag nowadays is to store the erev in the shul, and he says v'chein nagu hakadmonim, and he said, and this was the minag of earlier generations as well. And he says v'nirli hatam, and he says it seems to me that the reason that this is okay and is the erev in shalanu yesh lahem din shituf ve'in sarach laniach bebeis dira vayein lekaman simon shin pei vav v'shin pei zayin. He says the reason that it's okay is that our erevin are in reality a shituf mavos that does not have to be stored in a house, as we'll see coming up in Simon Shin Pei Vav and Shin Pei Zayin. And the fundamental difference is that the Shituf Mavos, we're going to see later on, that you do not have to have an Erev Chatzeros if you have a greater Erev, which is known as the Shituf Mavos, where you had a Erev for the whole Mavli, which is known as the Shitufei Mavos, which takes all the Chatzeros and joins them into one larger Erev of the Mavli. And then you do not need to have a particular Erev in the Chatzer within that Mavui. And the halacha is that when you do an Erev for the Mavui, namely the Shituf Mavos, the joining up of the Mavui, there it does not have to be placed in a particular home. It could be placed anywhere, even in the Chatzeros it could be placed. It doesn't have to be in a home. When you do a particular Erev Chatzeros, where you have a Chatzer, where you're doing the Erevin, not for the overall Mavui, then it has to be in a bias, and it can't be placed in the Chatzer. So therefore he says that since our Erev today, when we do it, and the minhag gets to put it in the shul, is really based on the fact that it's like a Shituf Mavos of the community, so that greater Shituf Mavos of the whole town, okay, where the whole town is going to partake of that Eruv, so then it doesn't have to be put in a base dira, it doesn't have to be put in a home where someone lives. It could actually be placed in like a Beit Knesses, same way it could even be, could have been placed in a Chatzer. So let's see, this is all going to be spelled out in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chavtes. It says, V'nira li hatam, Ritzon Olomar, Afal Pisha Beis HaKnesses Eino Roi Ladira, Mivnei Kedusha. So he says, even though a Beis Knesses is not what? Is not a place fit for living, because of its kedusha, sharei hadira hu makayim ha'achila, because hadira is a place where you eat the aser lechol beis hakneses, and it's aser in principle to eat in beis hakneses im lo halomdim sham, if you're not learning there, kemosha kasuv b'simon kuf nun aleph, only someone who's rugged to learn and is there, right, learning in the beis medrash and like that, so then he might have a heter, but in principle you're not allowed to eat in a shul. Mikol makom yesh lekayim haminag. You can keep this minhag of keeping the Erev in the shul, kemosha mesayim, because like he ends up, she'erev in shalanu, because our Erev, yeshlen din shitufei mavos. The din is more like a shitufei mavos. Dahainu shekola chatzeros vahabatim, where all the chatzeros and all the homes of the mavui, shavah mavui, mishtatvin yachad be'erev zeh, they join up in that Erev. Okay, so similar to the shituf mavos, where you have all the chateres and batim connecting up to into that one greater mavui. So to here you have the town, okay, having one big eruv, that town, that community, and that's like a shituf mavos, and everyone is mishtatef in that eruv, and all the chateres and the batim. The shitufei mavos ain't sarach la nicho klal the beis dira, and the shitufei mavos doesn't have to be actually placed in a bias where people are living. It has to be placed in a place that is safe. We'll see when we get the Shin Pei Vav. It doesn't have to be in a bias. As long as it's protected, the Eruv, it's going to be okay. Sif katan lamid. It doesn't have to be placed in a base dira. He says, based on this, since a base dira is not considered a base dira, we view it more like the chatzer of a bunch of people. And therefore, let's say there was no Erev in the town. There was no Shitufei Mavos. So he says, based on what we're saying now, that a Beit Knesset is viewed like the Chatzer and not like a bias, a person would be able to carry from it without any Erev from a shul to a different Chatzer without any Erev Chatzeros, but the Erev Chatzeros. The Chol HaChatzer, as we said earlier, all Chatzeros, Rishus Achas, can be mentioned in Ein Beis, because all the Chatzeros are like one Rishus, meaning you're allowed to carry from one chater to another chater without an eruv, as long as you remember, we saw earlier, as long as the item of that you're carrying did not have a shvisa, was not in a bias at the onset of Shabbos. If it was in the chater at the onset of Shabbos, according to the Chazon Ish, and continued to be in the chater, again, it's a machlok, because the Chazon Ish hold that once it's in the bias, even in the middle of Shabbos, it becomes problematic. But let's say it never got into a base dira. It was in a chatzer. You can move it from one chatzer to another chatzer. So to here, you can move it from a base kneses to another chatzer. And that would not be a problem, assuming, again, you're dealing with one big community. So you'd be able to take it out from the shul out into the street. Again, this is all assuming into the chatzer. This is all assuming, obviously, that the community has Tzuras HaPesach and is all enclosed halachically as a Rishus HaYachid, with proper Tzuras HaPesach, proper walls or gates or whatever it is that's making it into Rishus HaYachid. Remember, we're talking here specifically about the issue of carrying with or without an Erev Chatzeros, the Rabbanon of not carrying from a bias to a Chatzer, or from a bias to a bias, without an Erev Chatzeros, or without this greater Shitufei Mavos, which is the larger, broader Erev for the Mavoi, or in this case, the community.